Inside on Business, the news hour is brought to you by Square One DSM, an initiative of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Learn more at squareonedsm.com. And Iowa Softwater, clean, safe softwater for you and your family, iowasoftwater.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour for a Friday. With us is our lifestyle correspondent, Jack Betts, ladies and gentlemen. He is from City View. And he does this each and every Friday on account of City View knows what to do in the metro. Right?
City View does know what to do.
There you go.
Indeed.
You go. All right. Well, welcome back.
Yeah.
Another day.
Another day, another dollar.
Yeah. Two more working days till Monday.
Two more working days till Monday.
There you go. Yeah. It's looking on the bright side of things.
You're one of those guys. You TGYM, don't you? You're like, dang.
Thank God it's Monday? Oh, yeah, I do. I really do enjoy Monday.
Me too.
You know, I mean, it's, yeah, I do. I look forward to it all weekend long. It's less work. What do we got going on?
Let's see here. It's going to be a good weekend. Saturday, America's favorite country quartet, the Oak Ridge Boys.
Yeah?
They're coming to Meskwaki Bingo in Tama. The Oak Ridge Boys started in the 1940s, became famous for Elvira.
1940s? No.
That's what their bio says. No?
No.
That'd make them.
That'd make them. No. Maybe the 1970s.
When was Elvira?
I don't know, but you know, it's not 40s, not 1940s. Trust me.
That does sound like a stretch.
Yeah. I mean, they'd be 80 years old.
Well,
they might be there.
I think they are.
Who knows? I don't know.
Bobby Sue, American Made.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm going to double check that.
All right. But they are going to be at Meskwaki Bingo. They're
yes,
going to be playing bingo. B5.
They're in the right place.
N7.
How are you at bingo? How many cards can you play at one time?
One. One.
One. It's all you need.
That's it. Got to play to win.
Can't win if you don't play. Okay. Also this weekend, wade through the creeks, dodge farm animals, claw your way to the top of hills, and climb out of gullies at the 39th annual Living History Farms Off-Road Race.
Yeah.
Thousands of runners are expected to end the racing season by getting dirty for this good cause.
And what's
gonna be
the
there?
Good cause?
No idea.
All right, well, just go out and get dirty. This is on Saturday as well, right?
That's right, yep.
So it'll be nice and cool and muddy and wet. Yeah.
Grueling.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't think I've got that one in me. But I think I've done this in the past.
Really?
A long time ago.
Why?
I think they called it the turkey trot. I don't know if that's the same thing.
Why?
I was in high school.
Oh, okay.
I was, different day and age. Yeah. Okay. Mammoth Live presents an evening with Tower of Power for nearly 50 years.
What?
Mm-hmm. You know this.
I do know Tower of Power.
Oh,
they are a smoking group.
How about that?
Oh, yeah. Where? When?
Okay. This is a Hoyt Sherman Saturday, 8 p.m.
Oh, man. I got to go.
Mm-hmm.
They were there. I saw them a couple of years ago there.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. They're just fabulous.
They're good.
Yeah. This is a must go.
How about that?
Tower of Power.
Tower of Power.
If I remember correctly, I think they're originally out of San Francisco area.
Hmm.
And they burst on the scene decades ago, and they're still the funkiest group.
The funkiest?
Oh, yeah. They're great, man. They're great.
You like the funk?
I do like the funk. From Detroit, man. Come on.
That's true. Motown.
You betcha. But anyway, yeah, these guys are good. So go if you can.
Yeah, Hoyt Sherman, Saturday at 8. Should be good. Okay, Des Moines Symphony Masterworks 3, Ritual Fire Dance at the Civic Center, also Saturday.
That's pretty funky.
Is it?
I don't know.
Sounds like it.
Ritual Fire Dance.
Andalusian melodies, rhythms, folk inspiration, magic tales, Spanish flavors.
Wow.
Sounds a lot of good.
Yeah, where is this at?
This is the Civic Center.
Got it.
All this weekend. There's also some ballet involved.
Wow.
The pictures look neat.
So you either...
And a whole bunch of names I can't pronounce.
Mm-hmm. Either you're Tower of Powering it or you're...
Fire dancing.
Fire dancing, yeah. I like it.
You ever been part of a fire dance?
No.
Fire walk?
No.
I walked over Hot Coals once.
Did you?
Yeah. That was something.
I bet. Is that another teenage thing?
No, that was just a few years ago.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It can be done.
I guess.
I always thought it was like a urban legend, but.
All right.
Okay, next week. Local author Jim Autry is coming to the Franklin Avenue Library.
Jim Autry.
Yeah.
Good guy. Really
you know him.
Good. Oh, I do. Okay. I know him very well.
So he and his son Rick will share their new book, Everyday Virtues, Classic Tales to Read with Kids. The father-son combo looked over a number of children's stories to find heartwarming and valuable tales for children and parents to read together. Yeah. Nothing beats a story for, you know, instilling values in children.
Jim Autry is just one of those really priceless treasures that we have in Iowa. Yeah, he's really very good, and he's such a kind man, too.
Good. Yeah.
And his wife is wonderful, and good family, great people.
Nice. So they'll be at the Franklin Library Tuesday, 6:30, talk about their new book for kids. Adventure is waiting around every corner next week as Disney on Ice presents Dream Big. Join the Disney princesses as they learn that courage leads the way. Then watch Anna, Elsa, and Olaf.
Not the Frozens.
Yes, those are the ones. Disney's Frozens. As they discover that true love is the greatest magic of all.
There you go.
Believing is just the beginning when Disney on Ice presents Dream Big.
With Frozens.
That? That's at the Event Center. That'll be Wednesday through Sunday, so most of next week. That does sound like fun. Sometimes I wish I was a kid.
You should go.
I never saw the movie. I'd be lost.
I think you'd get pick up real quick. Yeah.
What's your favorite princess movie?
Snow White.
Hmm.
The original.
I didn't know they remade it.
Oh, I think they have, haven't they? I don't know.
I'm sure. Probably a bajillion times.
I don't know.
Snow White. What are some of the other ones? I didn't have sisters, see, so I never really...
I don't know.
Never saw them.
Princess movies?
Yeah.
You're asking me?
I'm asking you.
I have no idea, then. Zero.
That's right up your alley.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Front row tickets to this Disney thing, right?
Yeah, you bet. For the Frozens.
Mm-hmm. You're going to throw a roll on the ice.
Yeah, exactly. Here, feed yourself. You look skinny.
There's a lot of ice themed stuff.
Yeah,
going on.
A lot of stuff, huh?
Yeah. Okay, also next week, let's see what else. Oh. Now, here's something. And first, I want to warn you in the audience, I don't really know what this is, but it sounds kind of interesting.
Okay.
Corruption Fest.
Oh?
Yeah, just your eye, huh?
Yeah. I'm in. I know some politicians that are in. Call them all. Got a hotline number down to the Iowa State House. Come on, kids. Wow, Corruption Fest.
Corruption Fest. Artwork by Levi Biel exhibit at the Social Club's Viaduct Gallery.
Got it.
It's ongoing. Runs through next Sunday, November 26th. It's free. And like I say, I have no idea what it is.
But it's art.
And it sounds interesting.
Yes.
I like the sound of that. Probably art about corruption.
Could be. Photographs of
going
legislators.
Going out on a limb there.
Photographs of legislators. That's what
right.
It is. I got it. All right.
Who's your favorite corrupt politician?
Current or
historically?
Historically. Current.
Teapot Dome scandal.
That was pretty big. Yeah, I remember that. I was around. I don't know. Many people would say they are all corrupt. Many people have said that. And I'm so grateful that we don't do politics on the Business News Hour.
Say. Never?
No.
That was a long no.
No. We don't you know, but sometimes now business and politics are intermingling.
Sometimes
they do, but we try to stay out of partisan politics.
Yeah.
Because there's enough of that toxic talk going on all over the place.
I can't get away from it.
I know. Well, you can't hear if you listen to the Business News Hour. Damn. An hour a day, every day, Monday through Friday, 5 to 6, no politics. How's that?
I'll be there.
All right. His name is Jeff Fitz, ladies and gentlemen, from City View, because they know what to do. That's a wrap of this week. Thanks so very much for hanging out with us all week long. We will be back, God willing, on Monday at 5 p.m. with more of the Business News Hour. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, our restaurant of the week, of course, we did a little Iowa Beef House, which was kind of fun. That was very interesting. And then, of course, Jeff Fitz from City View. For all those folks and everybody that puts this together each and every day, our producer is Tyler Hackenmiller. The liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. Program director for the radio station is Patrick Wood. The music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett exclusively for the Business News Hour. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. And the general manager for the Des Moines Radio Group is Jeff Delvaux. For all those folks and our guests all week long, have yourself a wonderful weekend, would you please? Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.